Today's topic is the history of vacuum cleaners during the 1920s and 30s. Think it sounds boring? Hold on, and I think you'll find Tom Gasco will spin some tales that will fascinate you. It's next on this edition of The American Countryside.
It's an agronomic deep dive straight from the farm. Introducing Farming the Countryside, a new podcast from Andrew McCray.
Join me each week for a farmer-to-farmer conversation focusing on best practices to boost yields. We'll find out what's working and what's not in fields across farm country.
Ryan, was last year one of the first years that you used the micronutrient?
It was. I had bought a farm that was pretty poor, and I thought it would help to build up some yields on that farm.
Farming the Countryside with Andrew McCray is available wherever you access your favorite podcast, including iTunes, Google Play, and the new AgriTalk app.
Machine Repeat's having a huge year-end unreserved online dealer auction in conjunction with Big Iron. Visit machinerypeat.com/auction to start bidding now. Find that piece of equipment you've been looking for. Get yourself a great deal and buy it before year-end. Go to machinerypeat.com/auction to see what's for sale. Every piece of equipment sells absolute. Items are open for bidding now and close December 27th. Go to machinerypeat.com/auction. Unreserved, lien free, no buyer fees. Start bidding now at machinerypeat.com/auction.
Tom Gasco has been around vacuum cleaners all his life. He's the curator of the Vacuum Cleaner Museum. One of his favorite eras in history is the 1930s.
Cord rewinders were invented. Disposable bags were invented. The water in the vacuum cleaner, my favorite, was invented, 1936. So really, the 1930s was the last era of great inventions in vacuum cleaners, because since then, all we've done is change the color and change the shapes.
If you need a good vacuum, Tom will reach for some of his oldest models in the collection.
A 1920s Hoover will get the rug just as clean as a modern vacuum cleaner, and in many cases, cleaner. It was simply well-made, and the seals were very good. They used rubber seals so that the dust didn't escape, and all the suction was directed to the floor.
The Depression era was, interestingly, a good time to make and sell vacuums.
This is why no vacuum manufacturer went out of business during the Great Depression. Manufacturers financed their own products. So while the Electrolux, for example, was $70 in 1937, it was actually a dollar per week.
Tom has a 1937 Electrolux in the collection with the original receipt for $70. They paid $10 down. The lady who owned it shared with Tom the story about paying that dollar per week.
Many weeks, she said, I didn't have a dollar. So what she said is the salesman would take just the tank and put it in a box and write her name on it. And when she had the dollar, he would bring it back for another week. She told me she tried to have it for at least 1 week a month, but it took her 4 years to pay off $60.
And it was the only vacuum she ever used. Traveling the Countryside in St. James, Missouri, I'm Andrew McCray.